Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Radio Free Nintendo. This is sort of day, you put day zero, Guillaume. That was like
is
day
this,
negative one
is
yesterday.
Day 0.5?
I can put day zero again. It's going to be 0B.
Day 0 2.0.
Anyway. It's like Final Fantasy 13 2. It's day 0 2.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Or
anyway,
like the city to do a
it's... It's Monday evening. We have just come out of the EA and Ubisoft press conferences where we got a little bit about Nintendo at Ubisoft.
We got nothing at EA.
No, we got nothing
at
EA.
Not even a mention.
Microsoft was the first one this morning, and we don't really need to talk about it. I think the
There's
one thing...
To talk
well,
about
we
anyway.
Should talk about the... I mean, they announced a competitor for Wii U.
Smart Glass. I don't know about a direct competitor.
It's not direct.
It competes with the social media aspects of the Miiverse that Iwata talked about at the Nintendo Direct yesterday. It's the idea is that you can sort of do a lot of this messaging and achievement tracking and possibly play some simple games and that kind of stuff. And you can do it all through a tablet or a smartphone or a PC that you already own, so you don't have to... buy a new system or a new controller to do that with. And it all kind of works with Kinect. I don't know how exactly, but it wasn't totally clear to me how a lot of that stuff would be used, but I think it was a pretty obvious salvo against Nintendo, certainly, and some of the tablet and the interaction between the controller, the tablet controller, and the TV that Nintendo wants to illustrate with their system. I think Microsoft's already saying, basically, we could do that too, and actually we could do it a lot better because we understand how to make all these devices talk to each other, and we understand how to build these online infrastructures.
Sure, but we didn't necessarily care about the Miiverse for Nintendo, or at least not that much. I mean, like, it's the applications of the tablet with games,
right?
Mostly,
exactly,
that matter.
Yeah, and Microsoft can't compete with that right now.
And I mean, they did show that Madden demo where it's just like, you were drawing a play on the tablet, and then you actually controlled it somewhat by like touching the screen. And I mean, the one thing that I took away from Smart Glass in general was that having that be on 360 means that having more direct like Wii U to 360 ports, maybe that will not scare off third party developers as much because they won't have to just make something exclusively for Wii U. They could do it for Wii U and 360 now.
That's interesting.
And I would expect Sony to introduce something similar with a Vita tonight in 20 minutes.
Probably so. So Sony hasn't happened yet. We're not totally sure what's going to be going into that. But let's talk about EA a little bit. Most of us were at the EA press conference. I've been to several of these over the years, and they all follow a very familiar format. Certainly since Riccatello came back. They're very clean and straightforward. He's like, we got 10 games we're going to show you. We're going to bring out 10 developers to talk about those games. We're going to show a lot of trailers.
A couple celebrities.
Yes, we'll have a sports star.
or two or three.
Yes, that's almost always the case. And that's basically what happened. All their games were either shooters or sports, except for...
SimCity.
Dead Space. Yeah, SimCity. Yeah, SimCity actually really cool. It's a PC game.
Well, Dead Space is kind of a shooter.
Dead
Space is
getting
way growier.
I mean, that's a shooter now. It didn't start that way, but the trailer they showed, that's a shooter.
But, I mean, the one thing is, Nintendo was not mentioned one time throughout that entire press conference. And another observation is neither was the Vita. So they were pretty much focused 360, PS3, and the PC.
We know Sony's making, or EA's making Vita games. They've announced some. Yeah. They just didn't really mention them.
They also didn't mention Xbox or PlayStation.
Yeah, they really didn't mention a platform at all.
Well, EA is very agnostic in their press conferences.
Well, I mean, not mentioning them directly by name, but all the games were for 360, PS3, or PC.
Certainly.
They
showed the boxes.
Any box art that they showed would be 360, PS3, or PC.
I don't disagree with there, but I don't necessarily think it was a huge omission. They just don't focus on platforms.
I think the only time they mentioned Nintendo at the four EA press conferences I've been privy to, the only time was Charm Girl School, which we all remember that,
lit
right?
Lit up the charts.
Yes. I would expect EA will probably come out tomorrow during Nintendo's press conference to talk about something. Who knows what it is. It might be, some new version of Madden and show how they would use the gamepad for that.
There's a part of me that feels that, like, Nintendo might have been kind of playing EA and Ubisoft against each other in some kind of way. Because if you think about it last year...
Dogfighting?
EA had nothing and Ubisoft had a ton of Wii U
stuff. I mean, E3 last year during Nintendo's press conference, Brigatello came out and talked about kind of general things about, like, the Wii U is going to be real cool. And then the next night, Nintendo had Ubisoft for that event where they showed off Killer Freaks. And now this year, Ubisoft, as we're going to discuss in a little bit, kind of, they had about a good portion of the, I want to say like 20 minutes
at least,
of it at least, was focused on almost exclusively Wii U titles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's way different than EA. I mean, EA's just been really mum on it, and maybe they will come out tomorrow, but who knows.
I expect Dead Space 3 to show up on the Wii U. I mean, it makes too much sense for it not to.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And one of those shooters, Battlefield or Medal of Honor, will probably come on Wii U at some point.
Mm. I mean,
Battlefield's already
Medal of Honor.
That would be a fairly late port if they did that.
Yeah.
Well, the other theme that a lot of us noticed during EA was that... where was I going with this?
That's a good question.
E3!
Something about E3, EA, EA and E3.
I'll say that one thing I noticed about the EA press conference is that pretty much, actually I think every single thing that they showed was either a sequel or a remake.
Yeah, very true.
So, it felt very predictable to me. Not unusual for EA. They have occasionally busted out, you know, a Sports Active or something like that you've never quite seen before.
And it's the first time I've seen a game like being a sequel for two games at the same time. Need for Speed 2 Most Wanted and Burnout Paradise.
Yeah.
Because that was exactly...
Yeah. You know, it's like a sequel to Burnout Paradise and a remake of Most Wanted.
Yeah.
It's weird. But, very strange. I mean, that's the one thing is Microsoft did the same thing.
I hope that shows up on Wii U because it looked good.
With Microsoft, it was the same thing where you said, you know, it was Halo 4, a new Splinter Cell, a reboot of Tomb Raider, what else? Black Ops 2. I mean, I guess the South Park game and that they had like this three teaser trailers in a row that showed very little.
Mm.
Those were like the only quote unquote original games that were shown there.
So, EA, you know, from a Nintendo fan's perspective, maybe not that interesting. I mean, if you're into a lot of EA sports titles, I'm sure that stuff.
The stuff that they're adding to Madden FIFA is looks very really exciting good. To me.
FIFA, okay. I got to talk about FIFA for a sec, because this really annoyed me. They said, we're going to show you the first ever gameplay of FIFA 13. There was no HUD.
There was no gameplay.
At no point was there a camera angle that I thought was remotely playable in that footage. That was not gameplay. It might have been in the engine. And I don't doubt that it was. It didn't even look all that amazing to me in terms of graphics. But that just annoys me when they say, we're going to show you a bunch of gameplay here. And they clearly don't show gameplay.
It could be like... I mean, not... I don't know. Probably not.
No one who's playing FIFA sees that on the TV
screen.
Probably
not. Well, there are ways to look at it that way. Generally not when you're playing, but you can use that camera angle.
Yeah.
In a replay mode.
The other thing that was kind of interesting with EA's, I guess from a grander industry perspective, was the UFC stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because for anyone who's... I mean, I'm not overly familiar with it, but I do remember a couple years ago where THQ had the UFC license up until basically today.
So EA did... EA MMA,
but
that was a weird announcement.
If you go back to the stuff with the UFC president, who was on stage today.
He hated EA. He was talking shit about EA years ago.
Yeah, that's what, because he was with THQ, and then EA started making this EA Sports MMA game without the UFC license. And then the president basically just railed on EA for probably 2-3 years.
If I remember.
And now he's singing the praises of the biggest game publisher on the planet.
The story went that Dana White approached EA to do a UFC game, and they turned him down. And so he went to THQ and talked shit about EA, and now they're together.
Yes, this kind of drama is so petty.
But I mean, it's showing that THQ is really refocusing and not as expansive as they once were, which is kind of just something that's going on and on. And even I was just reading on Twitter that a THQ studio that was working on WWE All-Stars was entirely shut down today, and hopefully, I think it was done to be masked by E3. So that's a bummer.
Fine. Yeah, good luck to those people. Well, moving on to the Ubisoft press conference, this had a lot more gold for us to mine.
It was, I mean, we had a quite fortuitous, just walking to there, we passed by a Nintendo, like the Nintendo truck, the Nintendo SUV that has been, you know, people taking pictures of it. I think we have pictures from other years, too. But that was outside the Ubisoft event. And then while we're sitting there waiting for it to start, we were up in a balcony, and I think it was Jared, JP, or Patrick who noticed that there's a Wii U tablet on the stage, just sitting there. And then Jared went down, we were on the third floor balcony, he went all the way downstairs, walked up to the stage, took a picture of the Wii U pad, held the new Wii U controller, the Wii U controller Pro, took a picture of that, and just walked right back up.
So Jared, why don't you tell us real quick what you thought of the Wii U Pro controller?
I basically only had it in my hands for about 10 seconds, but it is exactly like the classic controller Pro. Feels exactly like it.
Same weight?
It felt same weight, even though it seems like it might have a little more gear in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, the buttons on the back were exactly like the classic controller Pro. They were digital. There was no analog sticks or anything. Mm-hmm.
Did you get to move the joysticks?
You know, I didn't really move them, but they looked just like a classic controller Pro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they click in.
Oh, yeah.
They have to click them, but also they're positioned in a different way. They're both up, like on the gamepad on the tablet.
Yeah.
They're both up above the buttons and the D-pad. So it's interesting. Hopefully we'll all get to try it here in a couple of days.
Tomorrow.
I would imagine, Jared, you're probably one of the very first media people in the world to pick up that controller and hold it.
After we finish this, Jared will be writing impressions. So read them and listen to this podcast at the same time.
So, nice work, man. That's pretty ballsy. Some stuff that was announced, sort of, or talked about during the Ubisoft press conference. Now, I was still getting into the show when this happened, but tell us the Just Dance
stuff. All right, started off, they had people coming out, Just Dance. Wild Wild West was played, which is kind of humorous, because, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then they had a trailer go on where it showed off Just Dance on Wii U. Dance 4 on Wii U.
Right, and people were still holding Wiimotes.
Yeah, you had people holding Wiimotes, but what they had is, they didn't really show too much of it. I imagine one of us will begrudgingly play this game this week. But they had something called Puppet Master Mode that used the Wii U pad, and I don't really know what that entails, but it could be, maybe something where there's someone who's holding that, who's maybe changing the dance, maybe creating a playlist for people to dance to. So it looks like that's how the Wii U pad will be used in Just Dance 4, and that is a Wii U launch title. I was checking the Ubisoft press kit. They had the release dates for all of those different games, and I think the majority of those Wii U titles that were shown off, if they were given a release date, it was at Wii U launch, except for Assassin's Creed 3, which was oddly set for October 2012, which who knows what's going on
a month before
that.
Launch.
Yeah, it'll be on the shelf. You won't have a system to play it.
Yeah, that would be kind of humorous.
You can pre-buy it.
From Just Dance 4, they went to Far Cry 3, which isn't relevant to us, and then they went to another game, Splinter Cell, which also wasn't relevant to us.
As far as we know,
both of these games, maybe. Well, I think Far Cry 3 is coming out in September, so probably not.
Yeah.
Splinter Cell's, I think, 2013. That
was the thought I was trying to come up with earlier. Is there so many games announced for 2013, almost nothing has been announced for 2012.
It's kind of sad.
Until the Ubisoft stuff with the launch.
Yeah.
Quarter 1 2013 is very crowded already.
Yeah,
I think
everything's
EA
getting
had
delayed.
Three separate games coming out in February.
Yeah.
Dead Space.
They did that this year, too, because they had SSX and they had Mass Effect 3. And I think Amalur came out, right at the end of January.
Sure.
And I think there was another game in February, too. But they littered Q1.
Crysis 3 and Dead Space were both
February.
They were both February.
Mm-hmm. And another one was, too, I think.
And then a lot of the Microsoft games were also 2013.
Yeah. So, Rayman Legends. They showed that. They didn't show the NFC stuff that was in that that concept trailer.
Yeah,
I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
But they did show the co-op stuff, and Guillaume, you had some observations about it.
It's everything I've ever dreamed it to be. I thought it was very encouraging.
His French Canadianness is showing. Of course you'd love Ubisoft and Rayman.
Of course.
Duh.
Well, it's made in France, not in Quebec, so it's not the same. But I thought the co-op thing was more involved than what I would have expected. Mm-hmm. In the trailer that we saw with the NFC stuff, you only saw a girl move platforms, and that was not terribly interesting, but now there's more swiping.
You're controlling an entirely different character, and unique character.
It's
name.
Not
the
like
name Murphy.
It's not like Mario. It's like you have different characters with different abilities. Mm. I mean, it's
Yeah, you have this kind of fairy character named Murphy who you can the tablet player can move around with a touchscreen.
You can hold enemies and stuff. It looks pretty neat.
At first I was thinking this is a little kind of Co-Star Galaxy stuff, or maybe even Tingle Tuner, and I'm thinking this is such a support role. I wonder who's really going to want to do this. But then they got to the rhythm part, and I couldn't see the section. I had a big camera blocking my view, and I couldn't see the part of the screen where they showed what was on the tablet screen. So I could only see the TV screen, and the TV screen looked like this awesome sort of Donkey Kong Jungle Beat type of gameplay.
That was incredible.
Like very rhythm-based, and you're sort of jumping and doing things to the beat of the music, and the music was awesome, too.
The music was also kind of partially created by the person on the tablet.
Yeah.
So,
like,
yeah, I didn't...
The person on the tablet was playing this rhythm game. Like, you could clearly see that, like, pushing buttons, certain buttons on the screen as... the obstacles were getting there, you know, and also the gameplay reminded me a little bit of Theater Rhythm, because you had like not only like the touch, but also like the sliding the finger.
Mm-hmm. A little bit like Elite Beat Agents too. I mean, that sounds quite similar.
Also kind of,
if we can compare it to a game that is out.
Right, right. But yeah, like completely, like we talk about asymmetrical multiplayer, but that was like, you know, like two different genres.
So yeah.
That was pretty impressive, I thought.
It's a cool idea. They did announce it would be five players simultaneous, so four on controllers and one on the tablet, just, of course.
I had something I wanted to add to that, and it just came back to me. That makes me even more excited for Runner 2 being on Wii U. Because if they could possibly do something similar to that with the Wii U pad. I know they've been talking about, like, if we were to do it on Wii U, what should we do, guys? Because, I mean, I imagine that will officially be confirmed soon, because now the cat's out of the bag with it, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a release or something about it later this week. I know Gaijin isn't here at the show.
Yeah, they're not at the show.
Because they're working on the game. So, just to wrap up Rayman Legends, they also mentioned you can use the tablet, the Wii U Pro controller, as well as your Wii remotes, and I would guess the original classic controller, too. But there was a person who was playing as Rayman with the Pro controller.
Yeah.
And the controller prompts that were up on the screen were for that controller, so you could kind of see their Ubisoft's cartoon version of it and see they were showing you the different... You know, hold down the like the ZR button and use the joystick to run and stuff like that. So that was kind of cool. I just started to think they're gonna have to make those cartoons for like five different kinds of controllers.
Well, they already had to do that with I mean the Rayman Origins version on Wii, which is actually the version that I own. I mean, that's because you can use, I think, Wii Remote Nunchuck and Class controller, and they already have those cartoons, so they just need to add a new one.
Okay. Well, that will be a launch title. So and it looked very nice. I mean, it didn't look like anything I haven't seen. It didn't look that much different from the first game, what I've seen.
Maybe a little improved, but nothing.
Yeah,
nothing really. That
That's
noticeable.
Of polygonal enemies, though. Like, I mean, the intro.
The intro was all polygonal, but then once they started playing, it looked all 2D artwork, like just like the first game.
Did the first game feature that part where you could like dive into the background?
Well, that was new, but it does happen.
Oh, it does
happen.
Okay.
A couple of points, yeah.
I haven't played the first one, so I didn't have a point of comparison.
Yeah, I just bought it recently, so it made me want to go back and do it.
All right, so moving on from that, we next found out about something very, very interesting called Zombie U.
Actually, Avengers Battle for Earth is a game.
Yeah.
It's coming for Wii U at launch. Go on.
Yes.
And it's also for Kinect.
It's also for Kinect.
And the way they said
that's
that you can become
Avengers.
The hero.
Avengers is a game.
There was a cool trailer, but who knows what the hell that game's even going to be.
There was no gameplay at all.
No gameplay. You didn't actually see someone playing it, so we really don't know.
That, that tells me if that is not on the show floor, that game is a piece of shit. That's really what the fact of the matter is.
Yeah.
It's not on the show floor,
you're
going
to be doing like wide motions to slash with your Wolverine claws or whatever.
Maybe you do some kind of like web shooters with the pad.
I kind of think that's going to be played more with the remote than with the gamepad.
Yeah,
when I get this,
or the
perhaps like
the Wii remote
Wii
or the Wii U game. This is getting too confusing.
It sounds like it's Kinect required, so that probably gives you some idea of what it is. Anyway, the next important thing that they showed was was Zombie U. It's a first person shooter. Used to be known as Killer Freaks from Outer Space, which we saw demos of last year.
But how did exactly, like, did they ever actually pronounce it? Because it looks like it's Zombiu. So is that like Zombu? Zombiu?
Zombiu.
Zombu.
Zombiu. I think it's Zombiu.
I really hope that gets a name change before it comes out.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do kind of modify that a little bit.
That's
but
just terrible.
Before the the show started, they had like trivia on screen, and one of the questions was, what was Ubisoft's first game ever? And Zombie was the name of the,
really?
The game.
So, Z-O-M-B-I?
Yep.
Ah.
So it looks like some sort of sequel, some sort of, well, like probably not. I mean,
spiritual
like,
successor, maybe?
Yeah, or just like
a throwback.
They wanted to slap a name from their past on there. Who knows?
That's a weird reference. Anyway, we know it's going to be M-rated. They didn't show any kind of gameplay. They didn't talk much about how you would play it, except that it is a first-person shooter.
Well, I think we can say it's going to be kind of like what we saw with Killer Freaks last year. I mean, obviously the content's going to be different, but I can't imagine that, like, you know, the game's completely rearranged from what the idea was last year.
If it were completely different, I think they would still be releasing Killer Freaks.
Yeah.
Well, I think it will be pretty different because you notice they didn't actually show the game. They showed the CG trailer.
True.
That could be developed by someone different.
I wonder if that'll be playable on the floor.
Well,
I think it probably will be.
If it's coming out in the fall, you think it would happen?
They didn't say it's coming out in the fall.
Oh, it's not? No. That's not
they did
that,
say it's exclusive to Wii U.
That might have been in that press. I'd have to check it. So check the site for the complete update on
sure.
that.
They did. They certainly didn't announce at the press conference that it's a launch title. They did say it will
I'm
be exclusive.
I'm pretty sure it is, but...
The trailer was very gory, very,
yes.
very gory, and was really stylish. I thought it was, you know, for a CG trailer, was like one of the most exciting and interesting ones I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Sure, I kind of want to know.
Dead Island.
Yeah, I kind of want to know if like the same team, the same company made that trailer, because
it
was
really,
kind of the same idea.
It was a good trailer for building hype, because it got me like, I want to play this game now, I want to see what they did with this.
And actually, wait a minute. We did see gameplay for that during the Nintendo Direct thing yesterday.
Yes,
because I'm pretty
we
sure that's
a
that
little
game.
Bit, yeah.
The zombie game.
British zombies.
I'm not convinced.
It's British zombies. That can't be a coincidence.
I'm not convinced those are the same thing, but maybe we'll find out tomorrow.
Nintendo's just crazy enough to do that.
So following up, Zombie U, we really don't know anything else about it, but hopefully we'll find out more tomorrow.
Yeah.
But following that up, we got a reel of all the different Wii U games that Ubisoft is announcing today.
Yep.
For the system.
And there were four other ones.
Yeah, there were about eight total.
I think there were eight total. Assassin's Creed 3, which we already knew about. There's Rabbids Land, which was that Rabbids game that we've kind of heard about for a while. Sports Connection, which I think is just, I think there were Kinect games by Ubisoft that were pretty similar. And then a kart racing game that I forget the exact name of that. It's something with skidding in the title.
Rayman Kart.
Skid
4.
Yeah, Skid to Win or something.
Yeah.
They ran through these very quickly.
Yeah, I was furiously typing, being like, need to get the titles.
Yeah.
They've got like eight games, and half of them are shovelware, and half of them look pretty good.
Well, it's a Ubisoft launch.
Yep, that sounds pretty typical for them.
Some of them will be good,
but
most of them will be crap.
Avengers, of course, was one as well.
Is it just me, or could Rabbit Land be some sort of SimCity kind of thing?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember what they showed.
It was just a CG trailer.
Yeah,
but I mean, you saw
that will most likely
the rabbit using the thing over the city. Like, it kind of gave me the idea that perhaps it's some sort of god game.
I mean, I would really love to see something more interesting from those, because I still stand by the fact that the first Rabbids game was kind of fun, and then Rabbids Go Home is pretty cool, and then they just made those crappy minigame games.
The first one was a minigame.
Yeah, but
collection
it was...
too.
It was a little different from the other ones.
Sure.
It was understandable also, because it was a launch of the console, so it was kind
of... And also, the original concept for Raving Rabbids was more of an adventure game, where you were playing as Rayman.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, remains to be seen,
yep.
But yeah, they certainly ran through all that stuff pretty quickly, and it was a little odd, I thought, to see so much Wii U stuff talked about before Nintendo's press conference. Nintendo actually hasn't announced a Wii U game yet.
Yeah.
And Ubisoft has announced eight.
Pretty much, not really, yeah.
It's just a little strange, you know,
yeah.
But I'm certainly not complaining. I was very happy. I was skeptical that they were actually going to talk about Wii U, but I'm glad that they did. And
you know what that means? Don't doubt me anymore.
Yes,
Neil was right.
Neil was very confident.
Well, I read
a
press release. That's how I was right.
So, overall, I wonder, those of you who were at both, I wonder if you had any comments on comparing the styles of the two. This has been like an annual tradition of us comparing.
Yeah, I was bored to death, even more so, actually, than usual. Just EA did not interest me at all, whereas Ubisoft... I mean, you always have those moments where it drags, like, the weird-ass shoot mania part, but
yes.
Ubisoft always does that. But Ubisoft, I mean, because there was content that was interesting to me, I was more interested in Ubisoft.
Right.
EA kind of just went straightforward. Here's the game, and here's the guy, and we're going to talk about
it
a little
nice.
Bit. And then
that's
here's
nice.
Another game. They had no filler.
They
whereas
bullshit.
Ubisoft,
yeah.
Ubisoft had a ton of bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like, the hosts were terrible. which apparently yes. is a tradition for Ubisoft.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, EA's was just boring and quick, and Ubisoft's was prolonged, but had good games.
But, yeah, like, good games, like, some original titles, like, there weren't all sequels.
You got a new kind of thing, which, I mean, you didn't see once at EA's show.
Yeah, I mean, Ubisoft showed a few original IPs and things that really seemed... You know, that this has been kind of a running theme for me over the past few years, is that EA's press conferences are very efficient and sort of clinical, and they're very fast-paced.
Efficient's a good word.
But the games that they show often are a little sterile for my taste, and are kind of lacking in imagination sometimes. And they do actually release games that aren't like that, but they don't show those games at the press conferences.
There were several games at that press conference I'm going to end up buying, but it's like... Like, the trailers were like, okay. You know, it just didn't seem that exciting of a show.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also crazy loud. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Really loud.
And Ubisoft is always sloppier. And there's always more awkward moments and parts where you think, should not have done this. But you know what? Ubisoft always shows some strange things that you could not possibly predict. And to me, they're a little bit more like Nintendo in that way of, like, you're kind of cringing in fear of what might happen, but at the same time, they will sometimes bust out, like, a really great surprise that no one could have predicted, and it looks really cool. And I just feel like overall the lineup, at least the part of their lineup that they chose to showcase here, is more creative and more imaginative.
We didn't mention Assassin's Creed 3.
No, we didn't talk about it much. I mean, they did show... a pretty long CG trailer that was very impressive, but then they showed a long gameplay demo going through the woods, climbing trees, killing deer for not a very good reason that I could tell, and then defending
some wolves. Went to the training post afterwards.
Yeah, I guess so.
Completed some objectives. It's an open world game.
Sure.
You gotta work, you know, get those, it's a collectathon, right? Yeah.
Like to complete your quests.
Yeah.
I thought it looked pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I cared about Assassin's Creed, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, the new setting, the new characters.
Pretty jazzed.
Yeah.
I have never played an Assassin's Creed game before, but after that trailer, I am buying that day one with the Wii U.
I just don't know how you're supposed to tell where you can parkour. Because
you can parkour everywhere.
Okay.
But that's also part of the game, even in the first few games.
But that's more straightforward. Like, you see, like, ledges and
ramps. It is, but that also makes it boring after a while.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But yeah, part of it is, like, training your eyes to learn where you can go and where you can't go. And when you can't go somewhere, then you figure out a way around it. And it's like a puzzle, platforming puzzle. And those are some of my favorite things about Assassin's Creed.
Yeah,
so
that's basically what I like about those
games.
That's
a bigger element this time.
The gameplay looks interesting in the history major in me is excited, even though it makes no sense.
Yeah. I mean, again, what I like about Assassin's Creed is, you know, even though, I mean, obviously there have been a few games in that franchise, you look around and I don't think there's really anything else like it. I don't think any other company is making a game
It kind of spun out of Prince of Persia a little bit.
Sure.
And it has a lot of similarities.
But no one's making Prince of Persia.
Nope. Nobody else, it's Ubisoft as well. Nobody really is trying to do this except them.
It's not a shooter, it's not a, like a, you know, God of War kind of clone where you're running around killing a thousand dudes.
I mean, that's the thing is, I have my misgivings for the first two, well, I guess the first four Assassin's Creed games, but I like what they're doing, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen with Assassin's Creed 3, because it's a, you know, a setting that I'm more interested in, and it's coming to a console that I follow a lot closer, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, it's a really good get for
Wii
U.
That's another interesting thing to differentiating EA and Ubisoft, is EA, as you mentioned, was like all shooters and sports games. Ubisoft had, like, well, you had Zombie U, which they didn't show any gameplay.
They showed a 2D platformer.
They showed Rayman. They showed, I mean, Just Dance isn't my thing, but it's definitely not a shooter. You show, you know, Assassin's Creed, which is this weird platforming kind of thing. Splinter Cell's shooter-ish.
You show the weird hacking city...
Watch Dogs.
Open world thing.
Yes, that's
definitely a lot of variety.
That was an intriguing
there.
Trailer, I will say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not always a huge fan of Ubisoft's games, but I think at E3 they're just more fun.
This was a good
to watch.
They're more interesting.
This was a really good show for them, I thought.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be hard to follow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you show games that look really cool, everybody will forget about Aisha Tyler and whatever that other dude.
That YouTube sensation or whatever? I don't even know.
I knew that was about, when they called him a YouTube sensation, I'm like, oh man, this is not going to be good.
Yeah, all the weird crap in between doesn't matter.
As long as that doesn't drag on too long.
Right, yeah. So, we are about to go get some dinner and watch the Sony press conference. Right now. And next time we talk to you will be after the Nintendo big press conference reveal. Yeah. So we have a lot to think about tonight. Yep. It's going to be hard to sleep, probably for a lot of you listening as well. But look forward to it. And, of course, keep a very close eye on Nintendo World Report. We will have...
we will be blowing the roof off, guys.
We will have intensive coverage of the following events and other podcasts as well. I don't know what the status is on connectivity.
Yeah,
I
believe
they're doing some stuff this week as well.
We will have a lot of podcasts from a lot of different people. Yep. And I guess maybe by the time you hear this, we might already be experimenting with this, but we might be doing some live video streaming for anybody. So stay tuned to that. And I actually said it here, so that means we will have to try it.
Yeah, we might even have two podcasts, two RFNs tomorrow, one after the press conference and one at the end of the day. So, lots to look forward to. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.